to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Well, have you ever spoken with the higher self of your business or job? Do you know that you can get advice about a problem you're having with someone else by consulting their higher self? Are you aware you can help children and teens by asking their higher self what they need or how you can help them to learn? Most of all, did you know your own higher self stands at the ready to help you, to answer your burning questions, and to guide you through life in the ways that are best for you? In March of 2013, I interviewed an Australian man, Daniel Rechnitzer, on this program, and he was talking about ideas from his book, The All-Knowing Diary. He told me about accessing a person's higher self and getting answers, and so, true to form, the way I operate here on the radio program and in my life, I asked him to help me, to demonstrate by helping me. Since I had no knowledge and no way to get it of what beliefs I may have developed in the first 3 years of my life, I asked him to tell me the beliefs that had been limiting my ability to earn and grow money during my life. And he went right to my two-year-old self, told me the beliefs I was holding from that time that actually did ring true to my heart, and they fit what I did know about my early life. And that short demonstration set me free in an area that I'd been asking answers for 50 years. No one else I had ever asked or consulted had been able to tell me the truth and set me free in that way. So I decided to study with Daniel and his lovely wife, Sonia, who are co-founders of Universal Intelligence. You can find them on discoverui.com on the web. So we'll be talking more about this during the show, but there are a number of people, such as myself and my guest today, Jana Arner, who have trained with Daniel and Sonia to become certified Accessing Universal Intelligence mentors. And so I've invited Jana today. She's graciously accepted to answer your questions using her UI skills. Jana is a former choreographer, singer, and dancer, as well as a video production expert. She's also a professional psychic and a founding Universal Intelligence mentor. And she's here today to demonstrate that all of us have the capacity and ability to contact our higher self with the aim of helping ourselves and others. And Jana Arner, it's indeed a pleasure to welcome you to Full Power Living.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the first question that's on my mind, and I suspect everybody who's listening. You've already been working as a psychic. So how did you get involved with UI, with accessing Universal into what we call UI? And what's different between being a psychic and being a UI mentor?
Well, actually, they're very similar. Because as a psychic, but it's interesting. As a psychic, I do tarot card readings. And it just happened. It just happens. It's not like you can say one day, oh, I think I'll go do this. It's something that apparently my mentor tells me I have been doing it for many, many lifetimes. And the interest came maybe 25 years ago, and I was doing it for friends. And then they were saying, you need to do this professionally. And I thought, nah, I don't know. It's a lot of responsibility to be saying what we say to people, and then they act on what we say. I mean, you know, it's, you have to take it real seriously. Yeah. So the difference between your question, the difference between being a psychic and a UI mentor is that when I was only just a psychic, because now I have integrated Universal Intelligence into my psychic practice as well. So at first, I could get in contact with my higher self. I would call it my guide. Some people say your spirit guide, but it actually seems it's an entity. I don't believe that, you know, our higher self has never been a person. It's not like an angel or somebody who's crossed over. It's an entity. And but to me, it takes on kind of human form, because I think that we humans are just comfortable with that. That's what we're familiar with. Mm-hmm. So I would listen to my higher self saying what the cards meant and what it meant for this particular person. But then once I started, right before actually I started training with UI, I had been familiar with UI, let me back up a little bit, for 2 full years before I took the leap and decided to train, because we're not in control of timing, right? And that's apparently when the timing was right. So then I, what happened is that when I ask my clients to please say their first name out loud 3 times. And what started to happen is that I would see their higher self come in. So now I was no longer just dealing with my higher self. I was actually seeing their higher self. And then as I learned more and more and practiced more and more with UI, now when I do readings for people, it's mostly their higher self that I'm tuning into to hear. So the difference between just being a psychic for me was I was only in touch with my higher self. Now bringing in UI, I'm in touch with my higher self and their higher self and doing the tarot cards and listening to that. We're multitasking over here. So I think did that answer your question?
Yeah. So some
and then
people
some,
would,
huh?
Yeah. So some people would think that you're actually setting yourself up to do less work, but the way you're going about it, it's actually more work because you get to be the psych and the mentor. And you know, I ran into that a bit as a transpersonal psychotherapist too, as I as accessing universal intelligence methods opened up for me, I realized, hey, I've been doing this stuff for a long time.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what opened up for I became aware of is that I could now do it at will. It wasn't just a matter of I was fortunate if something popped into my head. It was, hey, I can ask and I'll get an answer.
Oh, that's yes. I yes. And then unlike the Long Island medium, I can also turn it off. Can you turn it off?
Yeah, I do. As a you know, I had a very good friend who whose family was very psychic, and she did tarot cards and not tarot. What did she do? She was a astrology, and she was she was a direct. She became a direct voice medium, and she used to say, "Don't ask me. Don't come to me later and ask me what I told you, because I have deliberately requested that I not remember."
Yes. Otherwise, I do a clearing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Otherwise, you end up living other people's lives as well as your own, which is really crazy making. But that
is
that's not part of the UI system. You just tune in, give what you get, and move on. So it's not even it's not even something. I mean, I guess if you keep a note, you can remember. But by and large, it's the other person's life. You're just there helping them with it, correct?
It is. It's their path. That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And one of the things of being an empath, which a lot of us are who can tune into higher selves, is that we could take it all on. I had a psychic friend who started doing it online, being an online psychic, and after 2 weeks, she had no energy and was dragging because she wasn't separating herself from the other person's path.
Right.
She was getting integrated into their path, and oh boy, that'll really, really drain you, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, see, that's where my work as a therapist helped me, because I really needed to learn. When I first started out my work as a therapist, I was a single parent, and I had to let people go and lead their own lives so I could handle my own.
Exactly. You know? I'm a single parent too. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, that's
interesting I just wanted to interject, if I could, just for a second. Mm-hmm. You were saying that with the UI work, not only am I doing like the psychic work, but also the UI work, and so it's more work, but it's easier, and it's more effective. It's actually easier because, I mean, I say to people that I have the easiest job ever now, because I go to my table and I sit and I listen, and then, but I have the easiest job ever after I eat properly and don't drink and meditate, you know what I mean, and
right.
live in, with good intentions and all that. And then when I actually get to the table, all I have to do is listen to other people's higher self and have the confidence or the faith to reiterate what or translate what their higher self wants me to translate what the higher self wants them to know.
Uh-huh.
One of our mentors was working with somebody, and she kept getting the signal, don't worry, the Martians won't hurt you. And she thought, and this is very typical of people like us, and she's like, I don't really want to say that. You know, that's kind of weird. And but the higher self wouldn't let go. And your higher self will do that. It'll just keep saying it over and over to yourself, and you'll just keep getting the signal sometimes until you actually say it when it's something really important. And her higher self, the other person's higher self, would not let her let go of that comment, so she said it. She said, oh, uh-huh. And I'm getting, don't worry, the Martians won't hurt you. And the person said, oh, my gosh, that makes me feel so much better. Thank you so much.
yeah.
So we have to be willing to lose our ego and say some pretty wild things sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Well, on the chat, it looks like somebody's getting ready to call in. My friend Dakey has a question from her daughter. She'll be calling in a minute. But I wanted to just ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
This past week, I participated in a Google Hangout. We talked about the measles and vaccination. And
mm-hmm.
Now, I know this morning the news is reporting another outbreak at UCLA of some mysterious...
Oh.
But the way I stated this to myself before I knew about that is that it's my sense that this measles outbreak is just the very tip of the iceberg, that there are a number of contagious illnesses upcoming and that there's something they are trying to draw our attention to. So I wanted to ask you, will you consult the higher self of contagious
mm-hmm.
diseases or measles or however you feel to do it,
mm-hmm.
and tell us what you see about these things?
Okay, as you were speaking, and this is what happens with UI often when you've been doing sessions for people, is while you were talking, I was hearing the answer. It's constant. You know, or now, I mean, uh-huh. then sometimes I need, you know, to take a minute. But when I believe that what I'm getting from higher self, and this is like a universal higher self. It's not just mine. It's basically the disease higher self. Is that that the outbreaks are happening so that people are becoming more aware of their higher self and of how powerful they are when it comes to taking responsibility for their health. It's if you don't have a problem, then you don't really need the tools to learn how to fix it or to go the next step. So let's say all these people will be getting measles or these diseases, and they are really going to be paying close attention to things like what Daniel and Sonia are doing now, when doctors don't know. And they can tune into your body and see what's going on and disintegrate it by knowing what the absolute truth is. And this is really, really going to be huge. And mm-hmm. And there's nothing to fix if you're not sick. So actually what I'm also hearing now is that a lot of times the people who will be getting these diseases are either highly conscious of their spirituality or have someone around them. They're a teacher. It's the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make
right.
sense?
Well, that was what I was saying. What do they have to teach us? I know they are there to teach us. So let me just explain that when doctors don't know
mm-hmm.
is a video program that Daniel and Sonia or Daniel in particular, is doing. And he is taking people with various difficulties, various illnesses, and goes through the process of identifying their blocking beliefs and then sharing the truth, their truth, mm-hmm. to them. And by doing that, he has been quite successful in helping people to heal from some very heinous illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
He did that here on this program. We have a program in our archives from last summer with a woman that I know, Lynette, who had lymphoma. And she was the care person for my husband, who now has cancer himself. And she had to stop working. She's now back at work and in full
Wonderful.
Remission. Full remission. No problem. So she's helping us again. So and mm-hmm. people can find out more about When Doctors Don't Know on the UI website, which is discoverui.com, correct?
Yes. And
All
you
right.
know, something else with that too is that Daniel also has a tape about manifesting, or a video about manifesting. And in that, he says that if it is for your best and highest good, then the manifestation can take place. So while you were talking, I feel that there were some people that are listening or will be listening in the future that are like, well, then why do people die? You know, like what, if we could just all go around and fix ourselves. Well, sometimes we've been here long enough. And sometimes, you know, it's been predetermined that when we're going to leave or that our time is up. But if our time is not up, and you don't need to go through the rest of your life in pain or and being uncomfortable, then it works perfectly. If
yes.
it's for your best and highest good.
That's really great.
Which
yes,
it
I'm
frequently
I'm working
is.
With, I'm working with some of that with my husband right now.
Uh-huh.
Because it's my understanding that he's on his path regarding his life, and
mm-hmm.
the inclination would be to try to save him. And
yes.
I have told him that there are things we could do that I could introduce him to, but he has actively said, no, not now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do it the way
mm-hmm.
I'm doing it. So that's a really important thing to know. Okay, we do have
I often
a caller.
Say, yeah, I just want to add one little thing. I often say to my clients, it's their path, like you just said. So take the high road and do whatever you can for the person and surrender the outcome.
Exactly.
That's all we can do, right? You're helping your husband as much as possible. I have a family member who's sick. I'm helping as much as possible. And it actually really helps us to realize that we can only do so much. Because
yes.
then we don't get all freaked out about it and all worried about it and this and that. It's like, well, it's not even in my hands.
Right.
I'm just here to be a part of that path, and I'll surrender the outcome. So thank you for letting me interject.
That's good. I just tell you, I'm really going whole hog for that. My sister offered me a week of cruising on the Western Caribbean, and I'm leaving tomorrow for a week away.
Can
so.
I come too? Oh, that is wonderful. You need that. You'll be more effective when you get back.
I know. Lots of people on the East Coast, I'm sure, would like to come with me.
Oh, yeah.
We have a caller now. Dakey, are you available? Try again.
Okay, am I here now?
Yes.
Loud and clear, right?
Yes, Jana, this is Dakey. Dakey, you have a question?
Hi, Dakey. Actually, could I ask Dakey something? Hi, it's nice to hear from you. Could I ask you to spell your first name for me, please?
Yeah, it's D like David, E-K-I, Dakey.
Okay, and then could you say it three times for me, please?
Dakey, Dakey. Dakey.
Okay. And so, Eileen and the listeners, I do that. Now, there's where I have the crossover from being a psychic into doing the UI work. It's from the psychic part where the spelling of the name and the saying the name three times helps me to bring in their higher self really, really super fast. And it's almost like I feel that their higher – but you don't have to do this, okay? I mean, but it's almost like then their higher self is like giving permission – to do, you know, the going forward. But
yeah.
with UI, the person wouldn't even be calling us unless we were going to have permission. You know, it's when we start doing like a third party. Like if I were to get into my relative who's sick, if I were to try to get into his higher self, there's a chance every now and then that the higher self of somebody who I'm not talking with, you know, face to face, or at least like Dakey and I are, will say no. It's,
it's none of your business. If I understand correctly, Dakey, you're about to give us an opportunity to prove that right now, huh?
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, my daughter lives up in the mountains and does not have a signal, but she texts. And this morning I texted her, and her response to did she want an inquiry with you was yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to test that out. Her name is Nima.
What is her name? Oh, good. And spell it, please.
Nima, but it's phonetically it's like Naima. N like Nancy, Y-I-M-A, Naima.
Oh.
Nima.
Okay, Naima. I do the phonetic thing a lot. Okay, yes. Naima. Thank you for doing that. Okay, how old is Naima?
She's 33 this year.
Great. Okay. And so, all right. And then does she have a particular issue that she's interested in?
Yes, and there are two that she's interested in, feedback from higher self and anything you see.
Mm-hmm.
One is that I suppose it starts with the fact that she's been living with, there's seven of them that live as an extended family, and they are losing their lease and have wanted to buy their own property and have manifested the place they're in about 3 years ago. But now they have to move. And they're looking for any input about how to do that. And one of the things that she has recently decided to launch would be to move her business into a higher profitability so that they can finance a move. And so she's also curious about the shift she's making from being a gardening business to becoming a landscaper and licensed. And she feels
together.
And in a way, she's trying to do both, and they need a new place to live by May. So any input about how they can best coordinate their manifestation energies, and if this is a good move.
This is funny. My higher self is just laughing because it's like, okay, here you are on the radio, have at it. And I'm talking to somebody, to you, who has a daughter who's somewhere else, with six other people who are involved, and where are they going to go? So I'm actually, it's like the higher self of seven people, and plus you. I mean, this is so it's kind of interesting. Do you see what I mean? How it's a bit, it's not quite as cut and dry as it usually is.
No, but one of the considerations and one of those people is me. That they have folded me in and would like me to be a part of this. So I decided to add me when I asked you.
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to be able to do, but what I would normally do is look at Naima and see if she had any particular blocks for manifesting the money or whatever to go to a new place. But now we're doing it times six. So my higher self says, that we're just going to I'm actually going to kind of more go into psychic mode here, okay, rather than the UI mentor, because clearing blocks of all these different people, okay? Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
What a brow.
Okay,
thank
good.
You for your input.
Okay, well, what I'm seeing is them moving somewhere, and it looks like it's in the, like in the, almost in the woods. There are a lot of trees around, and it's really, really excellent energy. And then they want to buy the place. So what I'm getting from this collective higher self, frankly, it's just my higher self now, filtering everybody else's thoughts so that I can be more focused, is that it actually looks to me like a rent-to-own situation. And the person who owns the home now is going to be elated to find them. And if they were to tell the person who owns the home, because it does need a little fixing up, but I feel that there are a couple people, maybe even three people that would be living there, three of the seven people, actually enjoy doing this. And so they would fix it up and do the rent to own, and then part of the deal is that they make it so that the home is absolutely totally livable. It's livable. It could just be more comfortable. But we're talking about a pretty big house with seven people, right?
Well, yes, they're actually living in a two-bedroom because they coordinate with each other. But bigger would be a little better.
It actually is rather big. It is kind of big. It has an upstairs, at least an upstairs loft. And so there, it could be a three-bedroom with a den kind of situation, or it could be a four-bedroom place. And how will they find it? Let me see here. Isn't that interesting? You know, the visual I'm getting is that they literally stumble across it. Like if they're out hiking or out on a ride, where do they live? What part of the country are they in?
On the what's called the ridge north of Nevada City, California.
So is it country? Is it kind of country-ish?
Yeah. It's very mountainous. It's the foothills, about 3,000 feet on the way to Tahoe, let's call it.
Okay. Yeah, and another way they're going to find it, the stumbling, because obviously they can't just go out and walk all over the place. we don't have time nowadays usually to do that. But would also be for them to ask people, like at the little grocery store or at the little gas station or the people at the coffee shop, and say, do you know of a place for sale or that we could rent to own or just rent around here that might need some fixing up that we could take care of? And I see a woman especially, I think it's in the coffee shop, that will say, yes, actually I do know of a place. And then they get to exchange numbers and then they find it.
Cool. Well, so, that's how they more or less got the last place.
Is it really? Funny how the universe works, but I was even seeing all that, right?
Yeah. They put up a poster, and someone who hadn't even listed her place for rent said, I'm for you. I know I meant to move, but until I saw your poster, I wasn't ready to do it.
a poster would be a good idea again. And something about, like, the gas station that also sells, you know, it's the country version of a 7-Eleven, that type of thing.
Yes.
So, yeah. To put it in there too, and I believe at first I saw like a laundromat. The person who owns the home won't go to the laundromat, but somebody who knows the person. So yeah, that's how they're going to find it, and they will find it now by May. You were saying here we are mid March, get the paperwork, April, May. Yeah, they can do it. They could pull this off. They need to really start getting it out there verbally, not only just, you know, the manifesting it from their higher self. And then, you know, I mean, we could sit and meditate all day, right? But we have to get up off the couch and go out there and make it happen.
Yeah.
And they will.
Yeah.
Does she want to have a baby?
She hasn't spoken at that level, no.
Okay.
Not out loud.
All right. Okay, yeah, not out loud.
I would love for her to have a baby, but my vote doesn't count that way.
Right. Well, she's definitely getting ready to have a baby in her mind. Actually, if you asked her about it today, she'd probably still be in fear mode. No. But you know what? I think that because when I was tuning into Naima's higher self, that was the first thing that they were saying was a baby.
Interesting.
And she's fine.
Yeah, well.
She can have one. It's not a problem. Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah, okay. But now, gardening and landscaping, right? Changing the business?
Yes, right.
Okay. It's let me see here. I'm just switching gears slightly. All right. Yes, she can do it because it's just a shift. I mean, so that's going to turn out that it'll be absolutely fine. It isn't even going to take as long as you might think would be typical to change jobs. Or to change the business, I tell you, within a year, she's going to have plenty of business, to be making plenty of money. She strikes me as the type of person that once she gets a client, she does not want to give that client any reason to go shopping for anyone else. So she'll get referral business quite a bit. And one of the things that I'm seeing that would be beneficial for her, and she has already done this to a certain extent, but I think it would be to her benefit to do it more, and that would be to find out who else is in the area that is a landscaper and find out everything about them and what equipment they use, what clients they have, how much they charge, how long they've been in business, everything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty sharp business lady, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very good. The reason she keeps clients is because she doesn't take them if they don't suit her. Yeah, they have a lot of integrity, appreciation, and respect for what she does.
Okay, yeah. She could even go so far as to, well, she can go online nowadays. Yeah, that's true. All right, really, really contact and even call the people up and ask them questions. What about this, and what if I want it? Like pretending almost that she's a customer, a potential customer.
Uh-huh.
And that's an okay thing to do. I heard somebody was saying, but that's out of integrity because that's not totally truthful. But that's business, and that's finding out who your competition is. It's
right.
Done all
right.
The time. It's absolutely okay. So she will be able to switch, and it'll be somewhat easy, and she could just start that yesterday if she wants to.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
All right, Vicki, thank you so much for your question. Jenna, that was a real feast.
A feast. I know my higher self just keeps going sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's great. We're up to a break, however. I'm talking with Jana Arner, who is psychic and a universal life mentor. If you'd like to get answers to your personal questions, call us right now at 888-498-0570. 888-498-0570, and you'll have a chance to talk with our wonderful producer, Paul. We'll be back right after this break.
Eileen Dillon is a certified senior life mentor with Accessing Universal Intelligence. She's available to conduct mentoring sessions with you to help you understand, change, and evolve using the advice of your own higher self. You can be anywhere in the world. Sessions are conducted through Skype. For more information about these life mentoring sessions, fees, and how to register, go to www.emotionalpro.com and click on the mentoring link at the top. Get personally tailored assistance with your toughest life questions. Visit mentoring@emotionalpro.com today.
All right, welcome back to Full Power Living. I have a couple of announcements. We want to make it easy for you to follow and participate with Full Power Living Radio, so sign up at emotionalpro.com to be on our mailing list. That way we can send you details on our upcoming shows, keep you up to date on Accessing Universal Intelligence, and also the CCFL Global Academy with which I'm involved. So sign up today. And while you're there, be sure to download my gift to you, which is a list of the signals of 7 common emotions. Next week on Full Power Living, David and Darlene Steele are my guests as we talk about radical marriage. David is the author of Conscious Dating, and he's been a guest on this program. Using the approach he offered in that book, he met, courted, and married Darlene. And of course, now the two of them are developing new conscious ways of being married that make married life deeply intimate, fulfilling, and fun for your whole life. So join me next Thursday, February 26th at 9 a.m. Pacific or noon Eastern Time to find out more about radical marriage. Jana Arner is my guest today. She's a certified mentor with Accessing Universal Intelligence, which you can find out more about at discoverui.com. And I mentioned that you can sign up for courses to learn how to do some of the things that Jana's demonstrating today. And those courses are available online and in person, depending on your location. And Daniel Rechnitzer's book, The All-Knowing Diary, is also available there. This is a book that's imbued with energy that will help you open your deeper connection with yourself just by reading it. So go to discoverui.com and check out the courses, the free articles, sign up for the newsletter, find out more about When Doctors Don't Know, and so forth. It's a very rich experience. Is there anything I'm missing that's happening with UI right now, Jana, that you want to add?
Boy, you are thorough, I must say. Got to hand it to you. So,
I do my best.
You do. Well, yeah, and your best is plenty good enough. So
right.
What is happening that's new? Well, we already talked about the When Doctors Don't Know, and so anything new? No. Well, actually, yes, now there's a program where people can become a practitioner. They don't need to become an actual mentor like you and I, which took a lot of time and effort, but now you could be a practitioner if you want to just be able to tune into other people's higher self. Like I was talking with a psychologist the other day, and she wants to become a practitioner because it's really going to help her clients or her patients when she tunes into the patient's higher self, and then she can get there faster, get to the crux of the situation faster, and then the patient can heal all the faster. And when the patient is no longer a patient because they got better, the patient will have learned how to tune into their higher self. So there's that. And you don't have to be a psychologist. You could just be a mom or a dad or running a company or whatever the case is.
Yes. Yeah, my son trained with UI, and he's a running the company dad. I was just going to mention, since I've been a therapist for 42 years, that one of the things that since I've been trained with UI, one of the things that I do is I have about a 45-minute commute to get to my work. So on the days that I go to work, I spend my time as I'm driving tuning in to each of the people that I'm going to see, and I ask their higher self what message they need to hear that day. And, and it's usually just one or two lines, you know. And then when I go to work with them, I am working with them on what's going on with them, but at some point I will bring this up, and I've been doing this now for a few months, and it's absolutely astounding how on it is. And how people just, you know, they can cry immediately, or they can go, oh my God, I've been thinking about that all week. So I think it doesn't matter if you're a therapist or a psychic or, like you said, a business owner or a parent.
Anything.
This is so helpful to be able to do this. It's just really wonderful. And
it makes your life so much easier.
Right. You don't waste a lot of time messing around.
You know what's interesting, Eileen, is one thing that's coming to mind is that when I'm talking to a psychic client who doesn't necessarily know about the Universal Intelligence Group, but I'll tell them, you know, you can do this yourself. And a lot of people, and I don't know if you want to touch on that today, but are not sure if they're really hearing their higher self. It's like, how do I know if it's my higher self and not just me imagining something or skewing the answer because that's what I want to hear? How do I know? Right. And we could look at, I have an answer for that if we have time.
Oh, yeah. That's actually the first time I went to a demonstration at UI. There were a lot of people asking questions about that, and I said, I don't get it. Am I missing something? I just know I know.
Yeah,
you know, it just slips in, and I go, "Oh,
it does.
That's it." So yeah,
but then you have the confidence that you know. You know what I mean? Yeah, and you know, I think of confidence is so important, and I feel the word confidence is just the same as having a lot of faith. So when you say I have confidence, it means actually I'm full of faith that this is going to work out or that it's going to happen. And it's having the confidence that you are hearing your higher self. So what I say to the people who call me for a psychic reading is that when you think you're hearing the answer, I ask them to sit somewhere with your feet flat on the ground. It's going to take about 30 seconds. You know, I don't ask people to meditate for 20 minutes anymore. our lives are going so fast. So
yes.
I just say, and you don't even really need to sit with your feet flat on the ground, but it does set the intention of being grounded. And you just close your eyes and say, higher self, what do I need to know today? Or you can say, what do I need to know about this or that or anything. I just usually say, what do I need to know today? And just like what you just said, you get like one or two things. Give it about 10 seconds of quiet and the answer comes. And then you're like, oh, you know how Oprah Winfrey talks about aha moments?
Yes.
When you're in tune with your higher self, and like you were saying, when you're talking to your patients, and they're like, oh yeah, it's like an aha moment because you get the message from your higher self. So some people say, well, I think I'm just imagining it. And I tell them that imagination, okay, this is twofold. The imagination takes on reality. Your imagination is reality.
Uh-huh.
When you're asking to hear your higher self. If you want to take it one step farther, okay, imagination is reality. Actually, reality is your imagination. I don't know, but we don't have to get into all the whole philosophy of it all or whatever. And also, one thing that you can know is that when you feel good, your higher self message makes you feel good. You think, oh, of course, or oh, that feels good. Okay, I'm going to do that. Then if you get messages like, yeah, but what if this happens? And oh, my gosh, that's way too scary. And what if he says no? Or what if I don't get the client? That's your ego coming in basically from the other side. So your higher self always makes you feel good. Your ego is based in fear. It makes you afraid. And that's one way you can know the difference between your higher self and your ego.
And your ego can make you unsure, too, right?
Absolutely. That is its job.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know how little children's job is to, like stretch your limits, you know, and stretch your, you know, it's like that's what
push your buttons,
the ego is.
Right.
Push your buttons, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what the ego does is, because that's part of what we're here to learn. Is to overcome the fear. And you can say to your higher self, please remove, well, this is a big thing in UI, please remove my ego.
Uh-huh.
And then the ego can go. People who pray or are religious can say, dear God, please remove my ego. I'm tired of this. I don't need to hear all this talk, this negative, this stinking thinking, right?
So I'd like to give our next caller an opportunity to talk with her higher self. We have Melissa waiting. Melissa, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, great.
Hi,
nice
Melissa.
Hi, Jana. Hi, Eileen.
Hi. What's your question?
I'm sorry.
Jana, go ahead. You wanted to.
Okay. Melissa, do you have an area in your life where you are feeling like you're blocked and not maybe making as much progress as you'd like, or did you have another question in mind?
Well, what I want to know is that if you're the psychic, why is it that I have to ask the questions and you can't tell me where I'm at or where I'm going?
That is interesting, isn't it? I used to call a psychic on the phone and he'd answer and I'd go, guess who? You know, because I figured he ought to know. And it's the same thing that with
Tell you where I'm at. I was living in Marin for about 21 years, and I decided to pick up and go to North Carolina to be closer with my sister. And my mom is in Florida, who has Alzheimer's. And after 20 months, I decided that I want to come back to Northern California, to Marin. So my question to you is, where do you see my future, and was the decision that I made a good one or not? Not that I really
the
need to.
Which one of those decisions?
I'm sorry?
Which one of those decisions? Was it the decision to leave your mother, the decision to move back? Basically, you want to know, was it a good decision to move back to Marin County?
Correct.
Oh, okay. And you're there now. Okay. It's interesting that you're putting it this way. Oh, and also, like, why do we need to ask what the question is? I just wanted to say that one really fast. And that is that so that you participate in the reading as well. And some people think psychics walk around and we know everything all the time, and that would just be too much. So, like Eileen and I, we tune into it sometimes. It's also like, you know, your spirit guides are standing on the sidelines waiting to help you. But if you don't ask for help, they're just going to let you have free will and watch you go through your path. If you say, please give me help with this, what do I need to know about this, they will jump right in. But there's a difference between having free will and somebody actually interrupting your life. And so that's one of the reasons, so that you participate and so that we have, like, permission. That's why we ask. That's partially why we ask. So now, Marin County,
but
okay.
I also want to know, you know, as far as job and you know, where is my future going?
Okay, because when you asked if you made a good decision to move there, it's, you know how in our society nowadays we all should each other to death? It's like, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I have done
mm-hmm.
this? You know, my higher self has me say this daily, that the only way we really know if we should be doing something is if we're in the middle of doing it. I should be on this radio show right now because here I am. And I should be talking to you because I am. When we get done doing this and the next thing we go on to, apparently that's what we should be doing because our guides, angels, and God have not made a mistake about where we are and what we should be doing. So you did make a good decision to go back to Marin County. You should be there because there you are for whatever reason. And so absolutely, and then even taking it one step further than that, I actually do get from your higher self that actually very happy to be there. Kind of like your home again, where you feel comfortable. You have friends there and all too, right?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I really feel like your insides is almost like dancing. It's like, yay, I'm back. But it was so appropriate for you to take that diversion that you did. You needed to do it so that you would know. Now, as far as see, I'm doing more psychic stuff actually than UI stuff right now. But when it comes to work, all right, let's try this. So, Melissa, if you sit quietly, are you sitting somewhere where your feet are flat on the ground by chance, or could be?
No, I could have them on the ground.
It just seems to help for some reason. It sets the intention of, I'm serious.
Okay,
and then,
my feet are on the ground.
Okay, good. And now close your eyes, and we'll just all tune in to your higher self and see let me word this correctly. What is in your best and highest good as far as a job is concerned? Okay? So what is in Melissa's best and highest good as far as a job is concerned? We're turning into your higher self. And let's be quiet for about 10 seconds. Okay. So what do you feel, Melissa? What do you see or hear or see or get or whatever you want to call it?
Isn't that what your job is?
You know what I really feel my job is? My calling is to teach people how to get in contact with their higher self. So, yes, I can do it for you.
But when you say that you're psychic and you do readings, then you should be able
mm-hmm.
to read without people
mm-hmm.
asking and answering your questions. Like you go online and, you know, you've got these free
mm-hmm.
readings, but they want to know your whole life story. Well, I mean, to
yep.
me, that's not a psychic. That's somebody that's just taking your information and, you know,
mm-hmm.
analyzing
okay.
it and giving it right back to you.
So let me step in
mm-hmm.
here for a minute. Jana, do you have an answer for Melissa?
Way back when
yes.
she first said it.
Okay, so you have an answer, but what you're really
mm-hmm.
offering is to help Melissa build her confidence that she can do this
can
herself.
Can do it herself.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, Melissa, the question
well, I'm
is.
Not, but I'm not a psychic. In other words, I'm looking for answers. I guess I could find on my own. But it's nice to hear if
right.
what you
okay.
if you are that real
I get
psychic
it. So,
that you'll be able to
mm-hmm.
read who I am and
yes.
where I'm going.
Right. So basically, Melissa's not interested in that right now. She's not interested
right.
in learning how to do it herself, which is totally understandable, you know. And this is actually an excellent example, because if you're not into it and you don't feel like it, then apparently you shouldn't be doing it, because you don't feel like it, you're not going to be doing it. So therefore, we absolutely what I'm seeing for you, Melissa, when it comes to work. Is I actually see you seem to be interested in interior design, or you have a really good eye, don't you, when it comes to aesthetics?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's so interesting that I see you wearing a sweater, and I don't know why the sweater keeps coming into play, but I actually see when it comes to a job, yes, you could run an office, and yes, you could do that. But I actually see you being very, very happy working in a high-end furniture store as an in-house designer. And you know what? You will do really well. People will come to you, and you'll have a lot of confidence, and you'll do one room, and they'll go, oh, my gosh, I want you to do another room. So now you don't necessarily have to have your interior design license to do this, but you would be able to, in the store, help people out and maybe go to their house if you feel like it. And I see you wearing, I don't know why this matters, but I see you wearing like a wool skirt and a sweater that you look really well put together. And why is that? It's making you laugh too, right? Why am I seeing what you're wearing?
Well, to be honest with you, everything that you said is not me.
Uh-huh. Not right now. It
you'll
isn't.
Never see me, you'll never see me in a skirt. And as far as interior design, I'm so not there.
Okay, you wait. You wait and see. If you, it's your higher self. This is something that you may not know about yourself yet. And then this is one of my favorite things to do, actually, because then sometimes people like you call me back in 6 months ago. I thought you were crazy, you know, but I was walking by a store and they had an opening and I went in.
Jen, I think you're crazy mm-hmm. now. Never mind later. I'm kidding.
No, later you won't think I'm crazy. Now you think I am. Later you're going to think I'm not crazy at all. But at any rate, what kind of work have you done in the past?
30 years in advertising.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Writing the
copy
business.
And doing all that?
I'm sorry?
What did you do in advertising?
I can't hear you very well.
Melissa.
I have been in my own business for about 30 years, having my own coupon magazines, and selling is my forte.
All right. I just see that what you're going to be selling is shifting. And when you would do those ad layouts for your magazine and all, you're just going to be laying out furniture instead of the placement of the ads. And when it comes to selling, I'm telling you, you are going to be very successful. It's not like you're going to become a millionaire doing it, but because of your confidence and because you really are good at sales, and then you know what? When you're good at sales, it's because you love the product and you're just confident that they need it and then they buy it.
Correct.
I'm that's my story and I'm sticking to it. So,
Jenna, how do I reach you for a
reading?
A reading.
Is it all right, Eileen, if I give out my website?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. My website is hearfromlove.com.
One second. Hold on, I need to
spell
write this down. I'm sorry. Say it again.
It's hearfromlove.com. So it's HEARLOVE. Oh, sorry. It's HEAR and then from, FROM and then LOVE.
Wait a second. Hear from love?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Jana,
like, we hear from our higher self. We hear from love, basically. Same thing.
While you're at it, give out your UI address also, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my
okay,
email
so here,
address.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Sure.
Your email is hearfromlove.com.
That's my website.
Okay, and we only have 3 minutes left on the show, so we
okay.
Have to
and my email address is Jana, which is Jana at discoverui.com. So it's D is in dog, I S is in Sam, C O V E R.
I'm still at Discover.
Discover.
Good. Discover UI. That's it.
.com.
UI.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Melissa, thank you for calling in, and we
I
both
do
are
appreciate
looking
it.
Forward to hearing from
Eileen,
you in about
you
6 months.
I hope you have a wonderful trip, and I pray
mm-hmm.
for your husband.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, Jana, this has been a lot
yes.
of fun. And
I think so, yes.
Helpful to people as well. I just want to mention that this may be our last broadcast featuring UI mentors for a while. Certainly, if you have special projects or interests in the future, we're open
mm-hmm.
to doing it. But we're going to close the Q&A program now, as fun as it is. We're moving on to other things. So,
okay.
A bookmark. Sonia was the first, and you are the closer here.
Wow.
So I'm very grateful to you for sharing your wisdom and your abilities here on Full Power Living. And to the people that have been on this show, the Accessing Universal Intelligence co-founders, Daniel and Sonia Rechnitzer, and we've had mentors Jonathan Lambert, Sharina Liu, Audrey Pearson, Dakey Fox, myself, and you, Jana Arner, demonstrating an ability which can benefit everyone within the reach of my voice that everyone can learn to do if they want to. If they're not ready, they don't have to. And you who are listening can find out more about this and find courses and all kinds of support by going to discoverui.com and signing up today for online classes and the newsletter and all kinds of things. You can get started immediately. All right? So, Jana,
absolutely.
Thank you. It's been fun having you on the show.
Well, it was a privilege. It was my privilege. Thank you for asking me.
All right. My pleasure. So next week, listen to Full Power Living when David and Darlene Steele, who are authors of Radical Marriage, share their ideas for involving yourself fully in your relationship and or marriage, setting yourself up for a fulfilling love and fun over the years of being together. That's Thursday, February 26th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and noon Eastern. Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media has been our producer. Thank you so much, Paul, for your careful work. And for now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you, pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.